News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Senate later today will debate a bill on age verification related to internet access introduced by independent Senator Ronan Mullen, who is with us this morning. Now, the bit of internet access that this relates to is pornography, and what it is that you are seeking, as I understand it, Senator, is that there would be an over 18s requirement for accessing of pornography with identification being provided by a credit card. Is that right?
That's one of the ways in which it can be ensured that age verification is done under the bill. I suppose the context here, Anton, is that the Commission de Mion has a role in regulating around online safety, and we're all aware of the code, and that deals with various kinds of dangers, and there are many dangers on the internet, but as well as opportunities. But the particular danger posed by pornography can't be ignored. It's an especial problem, as we all know, about the damage it does to children, the impact it has on men's attitudes to women, young people's attitude to their maturing, their attitude to sexuality, increasing recourse to violent and extreme pornography online. I took a part in a debate on that at the Council of Europe recently. And what I'm saying is that it's not enough that this is a matter of regulatory compliance. What Commission de Mion requires pretty much of the organisations that are headquartered in Ireland, that they would do effective age assurance. That isn't as tight and as strong as strict age verification. That's the first thing. The second thing is, of course, it doesn't relate to all organisations who are putting up porn online that can be accessed in Ireland. So what I'm saying is, underlying all this, we need clear criminal law in the state that will require that you commit an offence if you do not ensure that persons under 18 are not able to access pornography.
Now, who is the one committing the offence? Is it the internet service provider, or is it the ultimate website?
The legislation points to website controllers, it refers to application store services, and it also refers to those who are involved in any way in enabling, for example, through the use of artificial intelligence or otherwise.
But does that mean that many of the
imagery,
the companies that you would be taking action against, or the authorities would be taking action against subsequent to this legislation, will be domiciled outside the state?
Yeah, I mean, this is the challenge. How do you deal with a situation where you have, for example...
It's a big challenge.
It is a big challenge. And I suppose this is the second stage of the legislation. Was it Newman that said 1,000 difficulties don't make one doubt? I think what's needed here is a clear statement that in Ireland, we have a law that you have committed a criminal offence if you are in any way involved in purveying pornography to persons under 18.
But we have we've seen a similar attempt of creating a principle in Australia in relation to age verification and access to social media for under 16s. And what we have learned is that it was about as much use as a chocolate bicycle. Is the same going to happen here? That if you pass this legislation, it will be nice to have in the statute books and make no difference to the actual accessing of pornography?
I think the two things we can learn from the Australian situation is it's not easy to get right, but they're actually doubling down and saying, you know, it will take time and it will take developments to turn the ship on all of this. I think what we can also say is if it is reasonable and statable to say that we should be restricting access to social media for under 16s online, which I think you can say that social media has some good, it's certainly the case that it's much more proportionate to be saying let's target pornography, because there's no good argument can be made for pornography. I agree with you. This might be difficult, but if we set a standard on law, others will hopefully follow.
There are millions who would disagree with that second statement that there is no positives to be said for pornography. We are not meant to admit it, but some of the most popular websites in the state with literally millions of active users are pornographic sites. So what you are going to do is create a situation where people who are active pornography users and over the age of 18 are now going to have to go from being anonymous to being declared identifiable and provide credit card details.
Well, what the legislation, by the way, there are many people, and particularly in feminist organisations, who will push back strongly that there's any good around pornography. What they say is it leads to more and more addictive behaviours and people looking for more and more extreme stuff. And I think we're possibly seeing...
I should be clear. My point being that there is evident support, use and popularity for pornography.
Oh, there's loads of popularity. And this is the big problem. You're up against a behemoth here. But your question specifically on that is, you know, how do we tackle that?
Well, not so much how do we tackle it. You have a situation where it is popular. What you are going to do is if you pass this legislation, you have millions, probably, if you look at the total numbers, of pornography consumers in Ireland. Mm. They are
their
privacy is now impacted upon. You're getting them to give credit card details when they were previously anonymous and unidentifiable.
Well, you have to use your credit card to buy a pair of shoes on the internet, so I don't see why it's any great inclusion.
But clerks are not pornographers.
Exactly, but you don't deserve your right to the absolute protection of your privacy isn't more important than the right of a child to be protected from pornography. That's the fundamental point. However, what my bill does make possible is that the minister may designate certain third-party age verification providers, and there are strict rules in the bill about how and when and whether that information can ever be shared. So it's not an all-out attack on privacy, but it is puts privacy in as a secondary good. And the point about the credit card, which I see has been picked up in French legislation in this area, is I think that it's actually a very good way of, has great potential to be the age verification tester in a way that's authentic, because I think you have to be over 18 to have a credit card in all circumstances. And it doesn't, you know, involve all sorts of information about your identity, because the banks have already done the business that lets you have the credit card in the first place. I think that's the way to be going.
Final thing, given the level of harms that there are through the internet, whether it be the influence in the democratic process, whether it be the discourse and mis and disinformation, whether it be social media, why is your focus on pornography?
Because pornography has particular and acute dangers, and I don't think the jury is out on that anymore. It is harming young people, rewiring people's minds, and look, it's a problem for adults as well, but that requires a different social response. This legislation is targeted at protecting under-18s.
Ronan Mullen, thank you very much. That is Senator Ronan Mullen there. 53106, if you have a view, or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.